With COVID-19 cases increasing across the state, it's harder for schools to find enough teachers and staff to keep classrooms open. As WBUR's Carrie Young reports now, many are looking at ways to stretch tight resources.
Just after Thanksgiving, Falmouth High School principal Mary Gans got a call. The school had a positive case. 12 of her staff members were considered close contacts, and now they had to quarantine.
I said, I do not have the ability to cover all of their classes, even for the rest of the day. There just weren't the bodies that we could pull that would have satisfied that puzzle.
Substitute teachers are really hard to come by this year, so the school had to go remote for a week. The hybrid model is back up and running at Falmouth High School now, but Gann says having enough teachers is an ongoing challenge.
We've been so short that I'll go and sub in classes when teachers are out. And I've done that in the past, but not like this year.
And she isn't the only administrator pitching in to cover classes.
What I'm hearing a lot is that they're using, you know, principals, assistant principals, superintendent, assistant superintendent to fill those gaps as much as possible.
Tom Scott is the executive director of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents. He says this staffing strain is an issue across the state, and it's likely to get worse as the year goes on. Staff absences are just higher in the winter months, even in normal years. And this year, Scott says, some older teachers decided to take a leave of absence or retire because of COVID-19 health concerns. The state doesn't track how many teachers took a leave of absence, but retirement applications filed as the school year approached were 25% higher than those filed at the same time last year.
To fill that gap where you saw the absence of those teachers, that's where we started to look for how do we tap into teaching assistants, paraprofessionals, and others who can sort of fill some of the, you know, the teaching opportunities that were there.
At Cambridge Public Schools, the hybrid model the district developed called for one teacher and two paraprofessionals for each in-person class.
All hands on deck is what we're doing here.
To make that work, Human Resources Director Lisa Richardson says the district filled a lot of positions before the school year started.
To have to hire 128 people in September is unprecedented, and it was difficult.
So to meet that goal, the district expanded the criteria for who could work in a classroom.
Now, if you have a bachelor's degree in something that is relatable, we're interested.
Cambridge is one of many districts that's had to hire a lot of staff this fall. The state approved an emergency teaching license over the summer that's helped some school systems fill their vacancies. The state has issued about 5,600 so far. For non-specialist teachers, there are two minimum qualifications: a bachelor's degree, and sound moral character. Applicants don't have to pass the state teaching certification test, the MTEL. And for that reason, Mary Najimy, the president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, stresses these licenses must be temporary.
We can't accept these as permanent changes because what winds up happening is our most needy students get the least qualified adults.
The union did play a big role in creating the emergency teaching license, but Najimy says the people with the certification have to be seen as more than just staff who can safely monitor students.
They shouldn't just be thrown into the hardest districts in the hardest circumstances without district support. And the obligation of supporting the district comes from the state.
And for a lot of schools, dealing with this teacher shortage also requires a lot of stretching. Mashpee Public Schools on Cape Cod is looking for bigger spaces to put students when teachers have to be out. Superintendent Patricia DeBoer says her schools are trying to turn the gym and cafeteria into remote learning spaces. The larger rooms can just accommodate more students while still following the COVID-19 distancing guidelines,
where you could supervise their sort of online activity with less staffing and not expose anybody to any risk.
Before school started, DeBoer and other Cape Cod superintendents had also explored sharing teachers between districts, but that was too complicated to pull off quickly. Still, DeBoer thinks it could help schools all over the Cape offer a wider variety of specialty classes in the future, like her district's Native American language class. She says, in a way, that's one silver lining that might come out of this situation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.